help to be given to our schools, January 22, 1900. I have not been able to sleep since 1 o'clock. I am troubled in regard to the debt on the Battle Creek College. I now ask the Review and Herald what it will do to relieve the situation. In the night season, I seem to see several looking over the account books of the Review and Herald. In these books were recorded the interest on the money loaned to the school. Notwithstanding the light given by God, $10,000 were called for, and double that amount was used in building an addition to the school. The managers of the Review and Herald had much to do in this matter. These things must be considered. The Review and Herald is not required to pay the college debt, for if this were done, calls could be made for other schools to be helped in the same way. But the interest on this debt should be made as low as possible. Interest should not be charged upon interest. Neither should those who have loaned money charge a higher rate of interest than they themselves pay. One institution should have the tenderest and most kindly feelings for its sister institution. The work done in one is as much the Lord's work as the work done in the other. The time has come when the Lord would have all the powers of His people brought into exercise to relieve the situation of our schools. In order to help in this cause, I have proposed giving my book on the parables. I feel very anxious that the General Conference should act unselfishly in regard to this book, which is to be published to help the schools. This is the time when the conference should stand before the people in a better light than it has hitherto done. We shall call upon the people to help to the utmost of their ability just now. We shall call upon them to do a work which will be pleasing to God in purchasing the book. We shall ask that every available means be used to help to circulate this book. We shall ask that the whole field be supplied with canvassers. We shall call upon our ministers as they visit the churches to encourage men and women to go out as canvassers, to make a decided forward movement in the path of self-denial by giving part of their earnings to help our schools to get out of debt. Surely they can do this much to help the master. A general movement is needed, but this must begin with individual movements. Let each member in each family and each church make determined efforts to deny self. Let us have the wholehearted cooperation on all in our ranks. Let us all move forward willingly and intelligently to do what we can to relieve those of our schools that are struggling under a pressure of debt. Let the officers of each school find out who among them has been sent to school and helped by the school. Then let the church refund the tuition money. Let those who have had success in canvassing come up to the help of the Lord. As they handle this book, let them in the name of the Lord work in faith. The movement I have suggested will result in reconciliation. It will unify the churches. If all will help to lift the debts in our schools, the publishing house in Battle Creek will be strengthened to do its part. Therefore, it is for the interest of the school in Battle Creek to act a full part in helping to pay back the money that has been so long bound up in it. The school must be helped. Let all lift harmoniously and help as much as they possibly can. Great blessings will come to those who will take hold of this matter just now. Let no discouragement be offered by our ministers as though it were not a proper thing to do. They should take hold of this work. If they do it aright, cheerfully, hopefully, and they will find it in it a great blessing. The Lord does not force any man to work, but to those who will place themselves decidedly on His side, He will give a willing mind. He will bless the one who works out the spirit which he works in. God will make the movement for the help of our schools a success if it is made in a free, willing spirit as to the Lord. Only in this way can be rolled back the reproach that has come upon our schools all over the land. If all will take hold of this work in the spirit of self-sacrifice for Christ's sake and for the truth's sake, it will not be long before the Jubilee Song of Freedom can be sung throughout our borders. Signed, Mrs. E.G. White.